May 28th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, your spirituality must come from deep in your heart. It must not be superficial. Your love of me must not be for others to see, but between me and you. Such a genuine love will be evident to others, as it will shine forth from your inner being. Remember, any virtue practiced for others to see is not a gift from me, but comes from self-love. Any virtue that is genuine must not be put on display for others to see. Sincere virtue is deep in the heart of the soul. The sincerity of virtue often hides its presence even from the soul itself. Now I must speak to you how sincerity of heart reflects in leadership. The leader who believes only in his own capabilities and not in me shows himself to be unworthy of his position of leadership. He is easily thrown off course by human weaknesses and love of power. There are many in the world today of whom I speak. Such as these are unconcerned for the welfare of their people. Some have become murderers in the name of false gods. They spread hatred and fear instead of love of me and neighbor. The ones that have sincere love of me in their hearts must, unfortunately, arm themselves with weapons of mass destruction as a deterrent from these evil forces. Prayer is a forceful weapon in the face of duplicitous leadership. Prayer changes things and exposes evil." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.